Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Roger, Greg, and your current reigning champion, the Nitro Rifle himself, Andy Cortez.
What a victory last week. Holy cow.
So big of a victory that you decided to stay home this week.
Yeah. Literally phone it in.
Literally phone it in.
Yep.
That's why I'd like to make a request right now that Andy has to play the entire game with his hands and fingers behind his head.
Oh, that's a good one.
So he can't use his Google. Yep. He can't mute it and ask Siri answers.
Look, I've got Premiere and Photoshop up right now.
Sure you do.
Nothing else will be able to run. You know?
Fair. Okay.
That's fair. Of course, it's Kind of Feudy. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,200 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt.
It's been a great episode. See you next time.
And we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny Ben Sorensen gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you receive. For example, I've asked you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Roger says Fallout and it's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and it's number 3, they'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. I appreciate Roger doing like the animations of like.
No one can see me.
Being on the one. So you're doing this for nobody except for
yourself. I'm doing it for myself.
He's practicing, you know.
Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round.
Jug.
Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah!
Estoy listo.
Round number 1. Name a game franchise that heavily features primates. Name a game franchise that heavily features primates. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Ape Escape.
Okay.
Andy says Ape Escape. Ape Escape is our 40-point answer. Next up, Roger Bacorny.
Fuck you.
Real talk, didn't know what a primate was. I thought a primate maybe was like a Neanderthal, but I'm assuming it's a monkey of sorts.
I mean, in retrospect, no.
What's a marlin?
Don't get me fucking started, okay?
That's like the last name of the dude who starred in Final Fantasy Stranger of Paradise.
Marlon Wayans.
That's a good one.
Mine was I'm still not sure. So I'm going to say Super Monkey Ball.
Roger says Super Monkey Ball. Super Monkey Ball is our 30-point answer.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Greg Miller.
D.K. Donkey Kong.
Fuck. Come on.
Greg says
I'm so stupid.
Donkey Kong.
Stupid
Donkey Kong
idiot.
Is our 50-point answer. Yeah, in retrospect, I think humans might be included
humans.
In primates. But I don't think people are reading it that way.
We're
back to Andy. Name a game franchise that heavily features primates.
When was this poll put out? Blessing Jesus.
probably 3 to 4 weeks ago.
What are you cooking up?
The King Kong game.
No.
Andy says the King Kong game.
King Kong's had a bunch of games.
Just came out, the funny one.
King Kong is our 20-point answer.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Roger.
This one goes out to my girlfriend. Our favorite game. A game that we were excited for. We played 5 seconds of, and we uninstalled it immediately. Ancestors.
Roger says
Ancestors.
Ancestors. Ancestors is not on the
fucking
list.
Uncultured.
Greg Miller.
Planet of the Apes.
Greg says Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes is not on
the list.
They have video games?
They do. Not a ton, but I was hoping.
Our 10-point answer, Rampage.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
The
Rampage
Rock movie.
Was our 10-point answer.
Of course, never forget.
We did have a 6th and 7th place answer. Our 6th place answer for if we got here in a tiebreaker was going to be Ape Out with 14 votes.
Okay.
Right after that, you would have had Monkey Island with 9 votes. Okay. I'm burning that one here because I have like pretty much all of these I have the tiebreakers for.
We all learned something.
So we're going to learn something
today. When you said Rampage, and I was like, I was thinking that, but I was actually thinking of Primal Rage, the fighting game.
Thanks for calling yourself out on that.
Thank you.
With that, nobody got the 10-point answer with Rampage. Andy got the 20-point answer with King Kong. Roger got the 30-point answer with Monkey Ball. Andy got the 40-point answer with Ape Escape. And Greg got the 50-point answer with Donkey Kong. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in last place with 30 points is Roger, the Lock Picorni. In second place is Greg, CEO Senior Miller, with 50 points. And in the lead coming out of round 1 with 60 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez. But it's still anybody's game.
Round number two. Name an artist featured in the Def Jam fighting games franchise. Name an artist featured in the Def Jam fighting game franchise. We're going to start off with Roger Bicorni.
X going to give it to him. DMX.
Roger says DMX. DMX is our 10-point answer.
What the fuck? The fuck?
Roger, because DMX wasn't the meta at the time you were playing.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, my bad.
Greg Miller.
The fuck?
Redman.
Oh, that's good.
Greg Miller says Redman. Redman is not on the list. Andy Cortez.
I have no idea. I haven't played this game, so I'm just going to go off of what Greg said. I'll say Method Man.
Andy says Method Man. Method Man is our 40-point answer.
Wow. Fucking hell, really?
Wow.
I thought they'd be right next to each other.
Yeah. Holy shit. Up. Good Jesus for you.
Christ.
I didn't realize the Wu-Tang had a favorite like that. Like, damn.
That was wild.
Method, yeah. Way ahead of Red. We're back to Roger.
I've also never played this franchise at all, but I do know our guys on that in that game. Joseph Budden. Button. Joe Budden. Let's do it. Give me the 50. Give me the 50. Bless it. Give me the 50.
Roger says Joe Budden. Budden is not
What the fuck?
The list. Which upsets me because that would have been my ride and I would have ridden him, Joe Budden.
Uncultured.
Greg Miller.
ODB.
Greg says Old Dirty Bastard. Old Dirty Bastard. ODB is not on the list. We got one more guess. From Andy.
This is a Hail Mary. I'm gonna say Exhibit.
Andy says Exhibit. Exhibit is not on the list.
Was Snoop Dogg in this game?
Snoop Dogg was a 50-point answer.
Was he in the game?
I don't know.
I don't think he was, and so I stayed away from it. And then I was like, oh shit, this is just the audience.
The thing though,
he was in the true crime.
Because I was just thinking of like record labels, like
Def Jam, right?
Because my thing is like, I played Vendetta, right, which was, like, not as popular as Five for New York. But also, Def Jam Icon came out, which is part of the Def Jam franchise. And I'm pretty sure Icon had maybe Snoop Dogg.
That was when you sang, right? You rapped over it? Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Kanye was in that, too. Like, I'm pretty sure Def Jam Icon
had if we're going to blow it open that way, then, Snoop Dogg, Dre.
Yeah. So, with that, Snoop Dogg was a 50-point answer. Andy got the 40-point answer with Method Man. Our 30-point answer that nobody got, 50 Cent. Who, again, I don't think was in the fighting games.
No, we're just connecting rappers to video games now.
The 20-point answer, who I think was in the game, was Ludacris.
Okay. Ludo!
Yeah.
And then our 10-point answer is DMX.
I just Googled Def Jam artists, and Snoop Dogg was Death Row.
I'm sure
he's still considered a Def Jam artist.
He just Googled that.
Yeah,
That hasn't been on his screen since the question.
He's got that stream deck of fucking teleprompter. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. It's reading what Blessing is saying and coming up with results.
They have a fucking chat AI that's going on.
And then the stream deck's going to break somehow.
And Roger got 10 points with DMX, and he got 40 points with Method Man. Barrett, what's the score?
Still in third place, but slightly catching up, is Roger the Lock Bricorni. Now with 40 points, just 10 points ahead of him. Still in second place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 50 points. And running away with the lead, can he keep it up, is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 100 points. But it's still anybody's game.
Round number three.
That one got me mad. I'm sorry. That last one got me pissed off.
That was
an upsetting one.
This is an episode that might have been tailored toward Tim Geddes.
Yeah.
Because round number three, name a Final Fantasy protagonist who isn't Cloud. Name a Final Fantasy protagonist who isn't Cloud. We're going to start off with Roger Bicorni.
Clive.
Roger says Clive. Clive
Rosefield
is our 50-point answer.
There we go. Recency bias.
That's good.
Greg Miller.
Tifa.
Greg says Tifa. Tifa is not on the list.
Lead.
Protagonist.
Andy Cortez.
Oh, is she protagonist?
I mean, you can play
as her,
right?
She's a good guy.
I guess she's on your team, you play as her.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say Tidus.
Andy says Tidus. Tidus is our 40-point answer. Roger Bicorni. The Lock.
I don't fucking know. I don't play these fucking games. I played 7, so I guess I'm gonna say Aerith. Sure.
Roger says Aerith.
Thinking that way though.
Aerith is not on the list.
Yeah. What's the list so far?
So far, Roger got the 50 point with Clive. Andy got the 40 point with Titus.
Wow.
Greg, it is your turn.
Lightning.
Oh, shit.
Greg says, I knew Lightning. Lightning.
Your turns.
Is our 20 point answer.
It all came back to me. It all came back to Roger.
We got one more guess from Andy.
What answers are left?
The 30 point answer and the 10 point answer.
I'm seeing both of them and I don't know which one to pick. So I'm going to go out on a limb with Regency Bias and say Zach.
Andy says Zach. Zach is not on the list.
Noctis? Valentine?
Valentine's not on there. Noctis, surprisingly not on there either.
Whoa! Okay.
Our 10-point answer that none of you got, Zidane.
Don't even know who that is.
I couldn't tell what game Zidane is in. Zidane sounds like a European model. Our 30-point answer...
Like the soccer players are done.
That's what I'm thinking of, actually. our 30-point answer, Squall. Which again, I could not
tell
you.
You're just making shit up now.
I could not tell you who Squall was.
I think Squall is your homeboy in Final Fantasy X with Titus.
Shut up, Andy.
If
you're writing for Squall, go buy a wrestling video game. Fucking sort your life out.
Get cool.
Squall is the protagonist of Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, I lied to you then.
Told you.
Our tiebreakers for this one, in sixth place, you would have had Tifa with 60 votes.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right under that, you had Noctis with 49 votes. Under that, you had Terra with 28 votes. And then under that, you had Barrett with 26 votes.
Hey.
With that, Greg got the 20 point with Lightning. Andy got the 40 point with Titus. And then Roger got the 50 point with Clive. Barrett, what's the score?
Now in third place with 70 points is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. Just 20 points ahead of him. Now in second place is Roger the Lock Picorni with 90 points and still in the lead somehow, some way, is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 140 points, but it's still anybody's game.
What time is it, Andy? What do they call it? Swing time? Swing vote?
What?
Swing? Is it round four is like...
Oh, moving day.
Moving day. That's what it is. Swing time.
Swingers
Swing
day.
Put your keys in the bowl.
It's moving day.
It's moving day. With round number four, name a character who should star in a Spider-Man game aside from Peter or Miles. Name a character who should star in a Spider-Man game aside from Peter or Miles. Because of a tie, there are two 30-point answers. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Venom.
Greg says Venom. Venom is our 40-point answer. Next up, Roger.
Silk.
Roger says Silk.
With.
Silk is our 30-point answer.
Trying to get your ass. Gonna get you. I'll get you eventually.
I thought that was a whiff, too.
Andy Cortez.
I'm sorry for doubting you, Roger.
What you eating?
Chicken.
Interesting.
Chicken?
I got too much.
Is it like a chicken breast or is it like fried chicken? Show it to me.
Open your mouth.
Is that a gas station chicken you like?
I'm going to get my water. One sec.
Yeah. Right before the show, I was eating like a little piece of chocolate, like a little Hershey chocolate. Yeah. And like part of it hit the back of my throat in a way where I thought I was going to start choking.
Oh, today when I was getting my fillings, I got two fillings today. Yeah. They were putting that fucking tube that like sucks up your saliva all the way down my throat.
Really?
Like she was deep throating this thing. I did the thing where I was like, well, don't
you,
do this.
You didn't try to like close your throat?
I tried and then she kept on going deeper in. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Maybe she dropped the filling back there. She was trying to get it out.
Yeah, maybe.
There was one time where like they forgot to do that. They forgot to suck out all the liquid that was in my mouth. So I was sitting there for like 3 minutes with all this liquid and they're like off doing other things. I didn't know what to do. I swallowed it.
The filling juice.
Yeah.
Andy, what kind of chicken was it?
It's from Proposition Chicken.
Ah, good chicken.
Yeah, very good chicken. I'm going to say Gwen.
Ah, great one.
Andy says Gwen Stacy / Spider-Gwen is our 50-point answer.
Andy's got the answers.
And we're back to Greg.
So we have Spider-Gwen at 50, 40 is Venom.
Yes.
And that's all that's on the board right now.
Roger got the 30-point answer with Silk. And so we have our other 30-point because there's two 30-point ones.
Got it.
And then our 20-point and our 10 points left.
What a great question, Bless.
Thank
good
you.
Question. Well, great question. Bless, you do a great job on the show.
I appreciate you guys.
Listen, I hate the show.
I'm going to cancel it next year.
Thanks.
Just for you.
Thank you, buddy.
Great song, guys.
Thank you. It's so tough. It's so tough.
So many answers.
A lot of good options.
Madden 23.
A lot of good options.
I'm torn. No, I'm not going to do it. A Green Goblin.
Greg says Green Goblin. Green Goblin is not on the list.
Some of you are fucking stupid when you take this. Don't huff paint and then do the fucking survey, you idiot kids.
Wow. Watch it, Bakori.
Don't huff paint before you get on the show, Greg.
Greg really wants a Green Goblin Spider-Man game.
Barry, you're on my side, remember?
Miguel O'Hara, Spider-Man 2099.
Very good.
Roger says Miguel O'Hara. Spider-Man 2099 is our 20-point answer.
There it is, everybody. It's not what I was looking for, but there it is.
We still have a 30-point answer left on the board.
The fuck am I not?
And our 10-point answer left on the board. Andy Cortez, can you get it?
Clutch up. Coming for you.
Moving day.
Can you read the question one more time?
Name a character who should star in a Spider-Man game aside from Peter or Miles.
I lost you by the first one.
Greg spelled out an entire word on the table.
Yeah, I just completely lost it by after the S.
I kind of got nothing, so I'm just going to say Carnage.
Fuck! Andy says Carnage. Carnage is not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Our
paint huffers.
10-point answer, Ben Reilly.
Yeah. That too.
Ben Reilly video game.
Is Mary Jane on this list?
Mary Jane is our 30-point answer.
Wow. Okay.
I was between her and Green Goblin, where I was like, but people hate those missions. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a third-person shooter just tasing people.
Yeah, it's going to be a Resident Evil game.
I'd fuck with that. Yeah. How mad would people be if that's their, like, Miles Morales of it?
Spider-Man MJ?
Yeah, it's just MJ.
Like, okay,
just walking around.
Cool. might as well play as a civilian, you know what I mean? Like, give me a random NPC on the streets. With that, nobody got the 10-point answer with Ben Reilly. Roger got the 20-point answer with Miguel. Roger got the 30-point answer with Silk. Nobody got the other 30-point answer, MJ. Greg got the 40-point answer with Venom. Andy got the 50-point answer with Gwen. Barrett, what's the score going into the final round?
Going into the final round in third place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 110 points.
Everybody
in second
hurts.
Place, just 30 points ahead of him, is Roger the Lock Picorni with 140 points. And still in the lead, can he hold on to it to get two victories in a row, is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 190 points. But it's still anybody's game.
Once again, I'm sad Tim Geddes isn't here.
Because
every question this episode has been geared towards him.
Why don't you tailor something towards me, huh?
In Super Mario World, Mario wears this color underwear.
Name five colors.
Round number five. Name the best Nintendo game of all time.
I fucking hate it.
The best Nintendo game of all time. We're going to start off with Greg Miller.
Breath of the Wild.
Greg says Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is our 20-point answer.
Wow!
Next up, Roger.
A lot of you are full of shit all the time saying that's your favorite game of all time.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Roger says Tears of the Kingdom. Tears of the Kingdom is our 50-point answer.
Wow. Fucking Andy's cheating. He has a fucking display on his face. It literally says it right there. I can see the answers.
Impossible.
It says Mario versus Donkey Kong. He's going to say it.
I'm going to say Ocarina of Time.
Andy says
that's
Ocarina
the first time
of
I've
Time.
Ever said Ocarina. I usually go with Ocarina.
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time. I feel like it's spelled like Ocarina, though. Because I used to say Ocarina as a kid, and then I heard people say Ocarina, and I was like, oh, I've been messing up. But I think they've been messing up. Ocarina of Time is our 40-point answer. Wow. We're back to Greg.
What's available still?
Our 30-point answer. And our 10-point answer.
Okay, so we can't do it no matter
what. Oh, I won. Yeah. I'm a gamer.
Yeah.
Super Mario World.
Greg says Super Mario World. That is our 30-point answer. Roger.
I'm going to say the right answer. But people aren't going to say it. Mario Odyssey.
Roger says Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, no, they're not going to say that.
Not
greatest game of all time.
Mario 3.
Greatest game of all time.
That's crazy.
Andy, what's your answer?
Wait, so no one said
Mario 64.
Andy says Mario 64. Mario 64 is our 10-point answer. Huh. Wow. And that's a full wipe.
So that's with a that, full wipe.
Andy got the 10-point answer with Mario 64. Greg got the 20-point answer with Zelda Breath of the Wild. Greg got the 30-point answer with Mario World. Andy got the 40-point answer with Zelda Ocarina of Time. And Roger got the 50-point answer with Tears of the Kingdom.
Smash wasn't on that list.
Smash wasn't on that list. I know it's fucked up. It was all Mario and Zelda games because Mario and Zelda dominates the mind space of the Nintendo audience. Some tiebreaker fun for you. I didn't have a tiebreaker for that one. But going back to round number four, we're asking to name a character in Spider-Man who should star in the game. At number six, Daredevil. With 34 votes. Which is funny because isn't that just a Daredevil game?
Yeah, that's that was the reason I didn't say it. But yeah, that's funny.
And then right under that with 28 votes, Black Cat.
Okay.
That's really good.
Black Cat game, I think, would be really fun.
Yeah.
Going back to round number three. Actually, did we already do this one where we talked about the Final Fantasy protagonist? Cool, we did that. Going back to round number two, we're asking to name an artist featured in the Def Jam fighting game franchise. In sixth place with 33 votes, you had Redman.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right off. And then in seventh place, right under Redman, you had Busta Rhymes.
Where the fuck is Joe Budden? The number one podcaster in the universe.
I mean, you're not
wrong. Here's the thing, Greg. Method Man was in that song with Limp Bizkit. Red Man wasn't.
That's true.
True.
Think about that.
I'm thinking about it.
Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score in third place with a decent enough showing was Greg CEO Senior Miller with 160 points. 30 points ahead of him. Ending up in second place was Roger the Lock Picorni with 190 points. And this week's champion, two times in a row, is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 240 points.
I got that the big hand syndrome from the camera that Barrett has whenever he like talks on the camera.
He cheated.
The big hands.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what they say about big hands? Monster
big
cock.
Oh, it's huge.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Cortez is on fire. Will he be able to keep this streak going? Tune in next week, The Kind of Feudy, to find out. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been The Lock. That's been Game Over Greggy. And that's been your current reigning champion, the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez. It's been our pleasure to serve you. Bye.